There is a huge movement underway to get rid of the Haitian president. His name is Jovenel Moïse.
As with many other countries in the region, Haiti recently has been rocked by mass protests. Oakland Socialist was privileged to be able to talk with Max Blanchet, who was born and raised in that country. Max explains a little bit of the historical background.
Huge street demonstrations in Haiti against Moïse, the current president. People want him to leave before the end of his term. They criticize, they're very critical of him because of his corruption and the fact that he's mismanaged the country. The services in Haiti, the schools, the hospitals, all of these things are very badly managed and they're very corrupt. And people are saying enough is enough. They've taken to the streets, huge demonstrations involving tens of thousands of people all over Haiti, in all the major cities, Port-au-Prince, Les Cayes, Cap-Haïtien, and what have you. And people are demanding that Moïse leave the country. The US, the French, the Canadians, what we call in Haiti the core group, they keep on insisting that Moïse should serve the end of his term. It's a 5-year term, and that he should not just leave that way. They should sit down, negotiate with him, and cobble up some sort of government to continue Moïse's administration. The opposition has developed an interesting method when it takes to the street. It shuts down Port-au-Prince or the major cities by creating barricades made up of garbage can, garbage, construction blocks, and they are now using tree trunks to block the streets. Mm-hmm. The barricades, my brother tells me, are simply incredible. You cannot use the major thoroughfares in Port-au-Prince any longer. And the schools are shut down. They've been shut down for a month now. The banks are shut down. And many people with small businesses don't dare open their businesses whenever there is that kind of turmoil. So there is the real fear that the country could spin out of control completely, which would perhaps cause a U.S. intervention in Haiti. I don't see this happening, but Haitians have that fear in the back of their mind. I doubt very much if this administration will send troops. But through the UN, the Security Council, they'll cobble up something involving, you know, Brazilian troops, maybe. Mm-hmm. And God knows the Brazilian president is a disaster. And troops from maybe, not Venezuela, no, but Ecuador, maybe, Peru, maybe.
Right.
A few countries like that.
Max talks about the history of the Duvalier dictatorship.
First of all, he is a medical doctor by training, and he made a fairly good reputation for himself in the healthcare system in Haiti, the state system, and treating infectious diseases in the countryside, pian and things like that. And also he served as the Minister of Finance of a previous Haitian president, Estimé. Mm-hmm. He made a reputation for himself as being a competent man, having served in the government and all of that. So he sort of evolved in the Haitian political climate as a legitimate political leader. Duvalier was very well known for his thrust of his perception of Haiti's problem, having to do with the domination of Haiti's political life by the mulatto elite. So he was very well known in Haiti as a black leader, anti-mulatto, anti-the bourgeoisie in Pétionville and Port-au-Prince and all of that. Duvalier was never really connected with the unions. Mm-hmm. That was never his cup of tea. But in a certain intellectual segments of this population,
mm-hmm.
most, by and large, people mostly of black background,
mm-hmm.
middle class, lower middle class, Duvalier enjoyed a certain reputation. There's no doubt in my mind. But I don't think Duvalier was ever a structured leftist leader.
He was
never a member of the Haitian Communist Party. Never.
Explain again what you were saying about like as a leader of black Haitians.
There were many elements of the middle class, not members of the elite per se. In terms that they didn't have the money of the elite.
Right.
But prominent members of the middle class in Haiti
mm-hmm.
resented the domination of the political system in Haiti
mm-hmm.
by a mulatto elite,
mm-hmm.
people of mixed descent.
Okay? Right.
Very much into French culture, the French language. Duvalier was never that.
So did he come to power kind of as a reformist?
Well, broadly speaking, he promised things that, for instance, such that he would be closer to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it was never structured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He had a backing, but his backing was part of the elite that always dominated American Haitian politics ever since the end of the American occupation in 34.
And so, of course...
But he was perceived in some sectors as perhaps a progressive guy, but he was never a member of the structured left in Haiti.
And in that period, at least to me, Duvalier was known as one of the most repressive dictators, certainly on the continent, if not beyond. So, can you explain how that developed?
Well, when he came to power, he had a huge problem with the Haitian army, in the sense that he did not dominate the hierarchy of the army. So that's why very early on, he took steps to reform the army by eliminating many of the colonels and majors and what have you that were in charge of the Haitian army.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these people had obtained their training in American schools or in the school in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Duvalier systematically eliminated elements of that hierarchy that he felt that he did not control.
Mm-hmm.
But Duvalier had a problem with the army. And he was very suspicious very early on that the army was an institution that could not be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
He took steps to put his own people in charge of the army gradually, under tight control. And he created the militia, the Tonton Macoute, to neutralize the army.
So initially the Tonton Macoute was developed
by
as a counterweight to the army.
But there was some of that.
And then it later became his own militia that he used to terrorize the population. Is that
systematically correct? And that, I'll add something. When in the 60s, the mid-60s, the PUC, the Parti Unifié des Communistes Haïtiens, the Unified Communist Party of Haiti, challenged Duvalier in armed struggle, he used the militia to eliminate these people, arrest them. By the way, the PUC had the ambition of starting FOCUS, as they had in Cuba, in the Sierra Maestra, on the,
mm-hmm.
on the Fidel. They started in a place called Casal, in the countryside, where these people were liquidated. I mean, it was ferocious, but this was done by the Tonton Macoutes.
Mm-hmm.
Duvalier had a very tight police force, very well organized, and nationally. And he used this police force to systematically destroy the PUC on its structures.
We got to talking about capitalism in a country like Haiti and what it could and could not accomplish.
An evolved capitalist system behind it has a well-structured state system. The system, the state system in Haiti never got to that point. That's what I'm trying to say. So when we use the word capitalism, I have to clarify that, you know, because it was more complex than that, or less complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
But we never had a structured state system with strong institutions, schools, and hospitals, a decent infrastructure system, good roads, electricity, and all of that.
But do you think that that kind of modern capitalism is possible, or maybe in order to achieve a modern society, it has to make a leap from what you have now to socialism, developing modern capitalism?
I may add something. You're men of the left, you'll understand right away what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Within the leftist movement in Europe, there was such discussion. We had mm-hmm. to go through a transition of capitalism. We're not quite there in Haiti yet. Okay, I'm being very mm-hmm. careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a big discussion in Russia over that Russia needed to go through a transitional capitalist system.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the movement in Haiti continues. But it is not only in Haiti. In Chile, in Iraq, in Lebanon, all around the world, a revolt of workers and youth is breaking out, whose ultimate goal must have to be a world workers' party and genuine socialism and workers' democracy.